Most churches across the country dedicated Sunday service to the memory of Professor John Evans Atta Mills. Yesterday, being the first Sunday after his death, prayers were said for the soul of the departed president. Preacher after preacher paid tribute to the president. Radio Ghana's Victoria Haji was with the Minister of Local Government, Samuel Ofosu-Ampofu, at Christ Pentecostal Church International in Accra, and filed this report.
Even though it was the Founders' Day at the Christ Pentecostal Church, the congregation was in a sorrowful mood. When the name of the late President Mills was mentioned, they broke down in tears. The founder of the church, Right Reverend Victor Zulakpla, before ending his sermon to mark the Founders' Day of the church, asked the congregation to observe a minute's silence in remembrance of the late president. He prayed for him, the family, and the entire nation.
The whole nation is mourning our departed president. I have sent our heartfelt condolences to his family, government, and the entire nation. This is a period of sober reflection, and also for us to prove to the world that we are one people in one nation. May I humbly request all of us to observe a mini silence in remembrance of our late president. And may his soul rest in perfect peace.
The Minister for Local Government and Rural Development, Samuel Ofosu-Ampofu, called on Ghanaians to celebrate the achievements of their leaders whilst alive and not to wait until they are no more. He said the late president stood for peace, and therefore Ghanaians, irrespective of their differences, should unite in order to maintain peace before, during, and after the elections.
Let us as Ghanaians celebrate life and celebrate the good things that we do. And let's celebrate people for the achievement. We shouldn't wait until they are no more before we come in and greet lunch. They are okay, but let us do it while they are alive. Because it will even lift the spirit of the people and encourage them to do more for Mother Ghana. Let us see what the good professor stood for all his life. And as we even prepare to go into the election, the only tribute that we can pay to the memory of His Excellency Professor John Evans Atta Mills is to ensure that Ghana remains united, peaceful before, during, and after the December election, so that he can rest in peace. But the man is the man who espoused peace. He lived peace, and you see, in them,
the mood in other churches was not different, as some church members were dressed in black, signifying that a great man has fallen. At the Mataiko branch of the Mount Calvary Assemblies of God Church, the district pastor, Reverend Darlington Appiah, before delivering his sermon, led the congregation to observe a minute's silence in the memory of the late president. He prayed for the family of the president and asked members of the church to live in peace and harmony, since the late President Mills always spoke about peace.
We know that this is a national problem for all of us. It has never happened in the history of this country. So we decided to at least have a minute of silence for the departed president and then pray for his family, the only surviving son, and then the wife, for God to protect and guide them. We also pray for the current president, for God to give him wisdom, sense of direction to lead the nation. What we have to do as a nation is to live in peace. The man himself was somebody who believes in living in unity with all men.
The situation was not different at the Dakuma branch of the Mount Olivet Pentecost Church. An elder of the church, Samuel Ousu, called on members to pray for the late president. This, he said, is a sign of love and respect. He urged the congregation to live in unity and comport themselves during and after the election, since the late president was a man of peace.
Victoria Haji's report.